San Francisco voters throw out school board members. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, voting to recall the president and two members of the San Francisco School Board who had pushed a plan to rename 44 schools that honored figures they considered linked to social injustice rather than answering parents' concerns about their children's education during the early days of the pandemic. While turnout was light, the vote to recall was overwhelming. The tense standoff over Russian forces massed near Ukraine's borders continues.
And despite what Vladimir Putin is saying about pulling some forces back from the Ukrainian border, a State Department official tells Fox News he's actually moving troops forward.
Fox's Shannon Bream reports some Russian troops now appear to be in attack position. President Biden again Tuesday warning Russia against an invasion.
If Russia does invade in the days and weeks ahead, the human cost for Ukraine will be immense. And the strategic cost for Russia will also be immense. If Russia attacks Ukraine, it'll be met with overwhelming international condemnation.
Ukraine has been hit with cyber attacks, which some experts see as a prelude to possible military action. Two sheriff's deputies in suburban Houston, Texas, recovering from gunshot wounds suffered Tuesday night in a shootout with a man who'd been firing a gun in a residential area.
As they arrived, the male suspect, approximately 42 years of age, was exiting the location. Began brandishing a weapon, firing at our deputies, striking our deputies. Our deputies were able to quickly engage and return fire, fatally striking the suspect.
Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says the shooter was out on bond from an earlier felony arrest. State lawmakers in Arizona voting to ban abortion after 15 weeks of a pregnancy, the measure very similar to a Mississippi statute recently argued before the U.S. Supreme Court. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A little girl who's been missing for more than 2 years has been found safe in New York State.
Acting on a tip and armed with a warrant, law enforcement descended on a house in Saugerties, New York, Monday, where investigators believed 6-year-old Paisley Schultes was being held by her non-custodial parents. After an exhaustive search of the house, which belongs to the girl's biological grandfather, a detective noticed something was off about an enclosed staircase.
He looked through the crack and he saw what he believed was a blanket.
Despite the cold, wet conditions inside the makeshift room, police say Paisley is in good health. Her parents and grandfather were arrested.
Fox's Laura Engel, the Los Angeles County Sheriff, says a week-long operation has freed 80 victims of human trafficking and sexual exploitation, 34 suspects, and as many as 200 customers arrested in the days before the Super Bowl. In the federal trial of 3 former Minneapolis police officers charged in George Floyd's death, one of them says his only role at the scene was traffic control, and he was unaware that Floyd was in distress as he was being restrained by fellow former officer Derek Chauvin. The 3 are charged with violating Floyd's civil rights by not rendering aid to him. Despite threats of arrest and financial ruin, Canadian truck drivers continue their protest in Ottawa, where the police chief has now resigned.
The capital city now without a top cop as the protests rage on. This comes as the Emergencies Act is now in effect. That act authorizes banks to freeze and suspend any account that's suspected of supporting those blockades, prohibits unlawful public assembly, and gives federal police more powers to ticket, tow, and arrest. The government says this will be a targeted effort focused on finding the violent groups mixed into those blockades that officials say are working to overthrow the Canadian government. That Freedom Convoy fighting back against Canadian COVID restrictions and mandates.
Fox's Alexis McAdams, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.